to the long-running tussle to establish a contentious Western civilization degree with the Ramsey Centre. One university has already rejected the offer. Others are mired in arguments about starting such a degree, as many academics have concerns about oversight and independence. The University of Wollongong Chancellor Gillian Broadbent has stood by her decision to bypass the university's own Senate approvals process to get a course up and running. The intervention also appears to be a move to shut down legal action from the academic union, which is attempting to stop the course. Bridget Fitzgerald has the story.
Gillian Broadbent says the University Council did not circumvent the standard course approvals process.
The Senate has a delegated authority from the Council, and the Council has the right to exercise this authority independently of the Senate.
In December, the university announced it would create the Western Civilization course with $50 million from the privately funded Ramsey Centre. Then in April, the National Tertiary Education Union launched legal action, arguing the degree had been fast-tracked. But the university's council invoked legislative authority to bypass its academic senate process and approve the degree. Ms. Broadbent confirmed the university had not taken such action in her decade at the helm.
I don't think we've had cause to before.
In 2018, Australian National University Vice-Chancellor Brian Schmidt decided not to offer the Western Civilization degree when it was revealed the Ramsey Centre wanted to have equal oversight over course curriculum. Gillian Broadbent says Ramsey's staff will be involved in course decisions, but she says she has no concerns regarding autonomy.
There are representatives from Ramsey on that committee, but we have always appointed academics and had external parties sitting on these selection committees. As long as we have the dominance of the people in the committee, then we don't mind that.
She says the University Council made its decision to ensure certainty in the year ahead.
It's really interfering with the continuity of our business, and I didn't see any reason to entertain it.
The National Tertiary Education Union says it's now considering its next move. Georgine Clarson is the NTEU branch president at the University of Wollongong.
This is an extremely controversial degree. The Vice-Chancellor of ANU has rejected it. Staff at UQ and University of Sydney are both saying we don't want it here.
In a statement, Ramsey Centre Academic Director Dr. Stephen McInerney said the university had created an inspiring curriculum that will challenge students to engage in critical thought and debate.
That report from Bridget Fitzgerald and Tom Eagledon.